So in the last meeting, the chart was made very clear to us. Thanks. Thanks. That it is possible for us to be the first fruits, to be those mature living Christians today, that we may be raptured to heavenly Mount Zion. So for this meeting, I want to share with us how can we be the first fruits to be prepared, because this is our goal. Amen. And thanks. We can turn off. The meaning of the word first fruits means the fruits that are ripened. Nobody wants to eat a fruit that's not ripened. It's not tasty, it's hard. So just the fact about the fruit needs to be ripened tells us that we all need to grow in life. And that's why it takes time. As our brother shared, the Lord, in his mercy, has given us a lot of time. And we need to take this time that the Lord gave to us in a wise way. I was born in the 60s, and Jerusalem was recovered. Praise the Lord. I really hope that I will see when the Lord comes in my lifetime. Yeah. So let's read in Hebrews chapter 5 concerning the matter of growth in life. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. Amen. It says, "For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those by reason of use of their senses exercise to discern both good and evil." Amen. This morning that the word was shared with us is really a word of righteousness. It's a solid food. It is a little bit scary because it's a serious word. And for this, we cannot just drink milk. You know, this requires maturity in life. And so the Lord is really teaching us today not to just give milk to people. Because it's so easy just to do that. But we need to give solid food to people. And this chart was very much solid food, right? Because it really will prepare us. And we need to practice this matter in a serious way. Solid food belongs to those who are of full age. We need to be those who are of full age, right? That is, those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We need to practice our faculties every day and exercise our senses. We need to learn to discern and junk food from healthy food. We have to really ask the Lord to teach us. And the Holy Spirit is the best teacher. And we need to come to him and ask him, "Lord, please teach me how to be a first fruit." Right? The Lord will surely show it to you if you have such a desire. Right? He will not withhold the best from us. Yeah. And then secondly, on the matter of growing, let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. It says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Amen. Much of the speaking this weekend is speaking the truth in love. It's not sugar-coated. It's not just honey. It's solid food. And it's really important that we take this as from the Lord. And the verses said, we may grow up into all things, grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. So growth requires a direction. And the direction is up, right? Into the head, Christ. Unfortunately, today, we see a lot of growth of sideways, growing crooked. It doesn't count. The only growth that counts is to grow up into him. This is very important. We need to ask the Lord, Lord, I want to grow up into you, right? Into the head. And growth, of course, is not just a personal matter. It's also a corporate matter. And so we need to encourage all the saints from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Yeah, the Lord, by his mercy, has placed us together that we may encourage one another, that we could all make it as first fruits to the goal. And this, of course, as we have seen, requires diligence, right? We were reading regarding the slothful, wicked servants. Even the one talent that he has will be taken away, given to the 10 talents. You may wonder, that doesn't make sense. Why you do that? Well, I run a business. And in my business, I have many employees. If I have a lazy, slothful employee, I'd rather get rid of that employee and give the portion to the employee that's very faithful. This is the same way in the Father's house. He only wants those who are faithful and diligent and those who are willing to invest in the talents that he has given to us. So let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. I think a lot of these verses are very familiar to all of us, but I'm just repeating them. Chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. Let's read this. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, perseverance godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. If we look at the apostles' lives, not one of them were lazy. They all were diligent with the amount of time and the talents that the Lord has given to them. It's a good pattern for all of us, right, to follow. Yeah. And they all, even though they have passed away, live in the light of the Lord's appearing. And this is surely a matter that we need to follow, right? it's really good to share about the Lord's coming, because we don't know how much longer we will live. And we need to encourage the saints to live in the light of the Lord's coming and be ready. Yeah, it's really important. You know, really recently I saw there was a news here in Whittier. There was a wedding party in a park. And in this wedding, a tree, a eucalyptus tree, an old tree, fell. And unfortunately, it crushed the mother-in-law of the bride. And also one of the young bridesmaids was seriously injured. You know, we don't know how much longer we can live. It's really important that we are ready for the Lord's coming all the time. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, it goes on to say in verse 10 and 11, "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent." Now, Peter is really transformed. He emphasizes this matter of diligence many times here. "To make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So, it is possible for us to have our calling and election sure, right? I think Paul knew that he was ready. "I have run the race. I have fought the good fight. Right? There is a crown laid up for me." And so we need to be like this. Right? We need to run the race and be sure and be diligent. And for all those who overcome, there is this 1,000 years of millennial kingdom. Yes, this is really a wonderful thing that the Lord is preparing us to do, and we need to be ready. So, coming to the verses in Revelation 14 regarding the first fruits, let's see some of the characteristics of the first fruits. Verse 1 says, "Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads." Amen. This is really important, this matter of standing on Mount Zion. I think it's important these days in the church life, we are practicing to come to the feast weekly. And I believe this will be the ultimate feast, the feast of all feasts, the gathering. And how do we know this? Because Hebrews chapter 12 tells us in verse 22 and verse 23. It says, "But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, and to the," it's not the general assembly, okay? It's the festal gathering, right? When we come to Mount Zion, we are coming to a festal gathering. This is a wonderful feasting time. And therefore, the Lord in his infinite wisdom is really preparing us for this day. The festal gathering and the church of the firstborn, yeah, who are registered in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the Spirit of just men made perfect. Right? So, we need to be those who are made perfect. Right? It is possible for us to be perfected. Right? And we need to pray, Lord, please perfect me. Please mature in me. Right? This is what we all desire to arrive. And this matter of the Father's name written on their foreheads. Well, what does this mean? It means we are always caring for the will of the Father. You know, when the Lord was on the earth, that's all he did. From the time he was young, he only cared for the will of the Father. This is only possible if we take Christ as our burnt offering. Yeah. To do the Father's will. Right? Father, thy kingdom come. Amen. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. We need to be those who do the will of the Father. Right? It's not our will. It's his will. Yeah. We can't be here if we are just doing our will. Right? So we need to do the will of the Father. Yeah. And not only so, we need to be those who are worshiping the Father. Because the Father desires those who worship him. And so we need to bring Christ as the reality of all the spiritual sacrifices. This is really made clear now. I think it's the Lord is really merciful to us. You know, 20 years ago, I had no idea, really. But now, I praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, he's really making it clear. The hour is coming and now is. This is John 4:23-24. When the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Yes, and God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth, or reality. Yeah. This is really something that we are beginning to practice. But we need to be perfected. And may the Lord help us. And then in verse 3, there is this verse that's back to Revelation 14, verse 3 says, they sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. Now, this verse was always a bit puzzling to me in the past. It is not a puzzling to me now. But first of all, we have a lot of songs that we know. Like, you know, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Right? Okay, it's good for those in that room, the little children, to sing. But if we are, you know, my age, and if we're still just singing that, you know, and we have so many songs that we realize needs to be updated because of the truth. A lot of these songs are, you know, not quite right. And we have to change them. Yeah. And of course, songs actually comes from our new, fresh experiences of Christ. Right? So this is really important. And when all the saints come together for the Lord's table meeting and offer up their living fresh experiences. Not experiences 20 years ago. Not 10 years ago. But just the previous week. It's fresh. It's living, right? Amen. How satisfying would that be to the Father, right? This is a song you can't learn. This is a song you must have by experiencing Christ daily, right? We need to keep the feast daily. And we have to have fresh offerings for the Father, right? Now it makes perfect sense, right? This new song. Nobody else knows. You cannot borrow this. You know? Can you teach me? No, only the Holy Spirit can teach you this. Right? We need to go to Him and ask Him, Lord, please teach me how to sing this new song. Yeah, new and fresh experiences of Christ. And verse 4 says, these are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Of course, this is not a literal meaning, because all of us who are married would not qualify. But this is a matter of not being defiled, right? So tell me, how are you going to experience this unless you take Christ as the fine, pure, unleavened bread to purge out all the oldness, all the leaven of hypocrisy, malice, wickedness? Yes, it's not just about eating. It's really about the purging. They work together, right? So the Lord's humanity is the humanity that is qualified. And we need to pray, Lord, give us such a fine humanity. And so we need to take Christ daily as our meal offering. And that the Lord would take out all the defilements out of us. Amen. And verse 4, second half says, these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever He goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. Yeah. Over the years, I have really learned to experience this verse by the Lord's mercy. It's much easier to just follow men. It's very difficult to follow the Lamb. This is our natural tendency, our fallen humanity. You know, just follow the majority. Don't rock the boat. Don't cause trouble, right? I'm a nice guy. But sometimes we have to learn to follow the Lamb. Amen. Yeah. We saw this when we were covering Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 13 says, therefore, let us go forth to Him outside the camp. Right? We need to leave every camp. Whatever camp it is, the Lord is not there anymore. Leave it. A camp signifies religion. It's a trap. It'll keep you there. It's comfortable. But that's not where the Lord is. Yeah. Follow the Lamb. Amen. Right. It's very hard to do, but we have to be those who overcome. Right? Overcome our friendships, overcome even our families. Many things we have to overcome. It's painful, yes, I know. Tell me about it. But it's necessary, right? How else are we going to make it? Yeah. We cannot let any of these things weigh us down. It's really important. Amen. Here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come, right? Why continue to build something that you know it's just going to collapse one day, right? God is not building that anymore, right? Yeah, may the Lord have mercy on us. And lastly, in verse 5, says, in their mouth was found no deceit. I think this is very important because the devil is the biggest deceiver, and the Lord hates that. Right? It's very serious when you deceive people. The Lord takes it very seriously. And he hates the devil because he is a father of lies. Very important for us not to spread lies. Yeah, because it will infect people and it will contaminate them. And we have to be careful about this. To be a first fruit, you cannot have deceit in your mouth, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Amen. So what comes out of our mouth is very, very important. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 says, brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of an evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word man may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. How about that? Wow. Every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Just the unbelievers, right? I think it includes all of us. Yeah. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Yeah. It's serious business. So, you might say, I'm just not going to say anything. I'm just going to zip. No, you cannot do that. Yeah. Why? Because 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2 says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. What does it say? Preach the word, right? Amen. Preach the word. Amen. We cannot just say nothing. We have to preach the word. Right? Be ready in season and out of season. We need to convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. This is what the brothers are doing this weekend. We need to do this, right? And sometimes it's easier just to not say anything. But if you don't make it, then that's not good. It's much better if we all make it as the first fruits. Yeah. So we need to preach the word. Yes. Last night we saw we need to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Yeah. There are much more work for us to do here. Yeah, we need to do this. And then in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28, says, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Wow. Paul has such an attitude that whoever he is warning, teaching, will be perfected. And I believe we all need to have such an attitude. Right? We desire all of the saints here in all the churches to make it as the first fruits. Yeah. Yes, it may sound like it's so difficult to make it, but I'm here to encourage all of us that by the Lord's mercy, if we practice the things that are being shared, we can surely make it, right? Yeah. And this is, it's not an impossible task. Why would the Lord speak to us about things that we can't make it, right? He wants us all to make it, yeah. And we need to have such an attitude, yeah. Lord, I desire, I want to be an overcomer, right? I want to be a first fruit, yes. So may the Lord help us, yeah. Today, we are living in borrowed time by the Lord's mercy, right? And, you know, several months before the election, John was sharing with us regarding this candidate. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that's like a long shot, you know. That's a really long shot, because I was believing all the media and all the polls. And the election night was on a Tuesday night in a prayer meeting. And we were praying for the Lord to elect the right candidate. And lo and behold, as we were praying, the polls started coming in from the East Coast. And by the time we finished, I think it was pretty clear. I was shocked. I don't know about you, but you know, I was thinking, oh Lord. Yeah, I was an unbeliever before, but I became a believer. And it was
no
really
choice.
Yeah, no choice. That's right. But I think the Lord wants to come, and He wants to come quickly. Yeah. And so for all of us, for all of you who have just come into the church life, remember the word, the last shall be the first. You don't have to be in the church life for 50 years to be transformed. The Lord will perfect you much faster than, because we had to go through so many things 40 years ago, 20 years ago. Oh my goodness, so many things. Yeah. And all that we have to leave behind. Right? You're blessed. Right? You're really blessed. And may the Lord bring you all to the throne. Yeah, to be qualified. Amen. To inherit the kingdom.
Amen.
Yes, God does love us.
Amen.
And that's why He wants us to make it. Amen. That's why He disciplines us. And He loves you more than you will ever know, right? He wants you to be kings and priests in His kingdom.
Amen.
To rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years. Yeah, this is... right, in His infinite wisdom. And may we not pass up this opportunity. Right? It's really a privilege and an honor for us. And may we really take this matter to heart.
Amen. Amen.